Hello and welcome to episode 13 of the 7MLC podcast with me, your host, 7MLC. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about why it's all about the journey and not about the destination. That's coming up next. Hello everyone and welcome back to the 7MLC podcast with me, your host, Michael Lewis Cunningham, pro athlete and owner of 7MLCtraining.com, the one-stop resource for aspiring footballers. But thank you so much for tuning in today. It's good to be back here on the podcast. It's been a little while. Things have been improving a lot since the last episode. Things have gotten a lot more busy, hence why I haven't actually uploaded an episode in a little while, but I've had some good time to myself, good time in my training, and now I'm back in small group training with a few of my teammates. So it's really good to be back out there on the pitch with some of the boys, getting the ball pinging about. There's no better feeling, that's for sure. Unfortunately, the season is still cancelled, but we've got a little bit of extra time to prepare before the next indoor season, so we're all looking forward to that. But I hope you're all doing well, and I hope you're all staying productive and picking up new hobbies, staying sharp, staying on top of your fitness, and doing what you can to make this a valuable time and not a time of just waiting for it to pass. So hopefully everyone's doing well. I'm really excited to be back here on the podcast, and today's topic is all about why the journey is far more important and valuable than the actual destination itself. So I was reflecting on this a few weeks ago. I actually went for a hike with my wife. She is from the Adirondacks. Well, her family's from the Adirondacks, and there's some beautiful mountains that you can climb, beautiful hikes. And we were on one. It probably took about an hour and a half to get up. It's a few miles, which doesn't sound like much, but when you're going up rocks and steep hills, it's certainly a good workout. And I was kind of thinking about this on the way up. I was in my own head for a while. But we eventually reached the summit, you know, the peak, where you get to see the beautiful view, and that's the whole purpose. You get up to the top, and there's always an incredible view, so it's kind of like a reward for the hard work, and you kind of sit up at the top, you gaze out on nature, on a beautiful creation, and it's a great way to end a hard workout, and then you have to make your way all the way back down again, which isn't the fun part. But I was reflecting on the analogy of climbing a mountain and how it relates so much to striving towards any kind of success, any kind of goals, accomplishments in life. And it's the exact same thing. And sometimes I think we get frustrated with the journey because there's ups, there's downs. But we really need to embrace all of those things, because I've started to realize as I've gotten older that the journey itself, the ups and the downs and the lessons you take away from that, are so much more important and so much more valuable than actually achieving the thing that you wanted in the first place. And I think back to anything I've tried to achieve, whether it's a certain team, whether it's a certain personal goal for the season, it's not the actual achievement of that thing that brings me the buzz. It's striving to get there. It's not knowing how the next day is going to go en route to your goal. It's the excitement, it's the unexpectedness, because if you're just achieving a goal, you expect to achieve that. But the uncertainty of getting there is so exciting, it's such a battle, it elicits so many different emotions that in itself ends up being so much more valuable. And I was thinking about this in terms of the mountain. If you took two people and you said to one person, you've got to climb to the top of the mountain, and at the top is an amazing view. And then you got another person and you said, you get to take a helicopter up to the top, but you're going to get the exact same view. So the two people meet at the top. And if you ask both of those people, maybe a week after they've been there, to draw a picture or at least describe the view that they saw, I guarantee it, the person that climbed to the top will have noticed so many more details and appreciated it so much more than the person that maybe spent 30 seconds in a helicopter to get to the top. And the reason being is because they added so much value to the journey of getting there that elicited so many emotions. They went through a struggle, they went through some frustration, some hard work, put their body through physical pain, maybe some emotional pain if it was really challenging to climb up. But once they got to the top, they think back to that struggle that they just went through, and it makes that view so much more beautiful. And I think that's what we need to take away when we're on these journeys, when we're striving towards our own personal goals. even when we're in the hard times, even when we're struggling and we're frustrated, know that that's just going to make the achievement even more beautiful once we get there. And it is so true. The harder the journey to get there, the more you appreciate it, the more you value it, and the more it means to you. So if you are out there and you're striving towards anything and you might be a little disheartened right now, maybe things aren't going your way right now, you're in one of these low phases, just know that that should be expected on the journey. If you're trying to achieve anything worthwhile, remember it's going to be a challenge. And I've always said this in previous podcasts, anything that comes easy is not worth having whatsoever. So just a quick encouragement for you today. I'm just jumping back on the podcast to check in with you guys and just give you this little boost, because I think you probably need it, because I know I need this a lot as well. I need to be reminded that the journey itself should be full of ups and downs, should be full of struggles, because I'm on a journey to achieve something that is worth having. It's my own personal goals. And the reason they are goals and the reason I'm striving towards them is because not everyone has it. And you want to achieve something with your life for yourself that not everyone does. And it's going to take a lot of hard work to separate yourself from other people to get there. So I hope this resonates with you today. Just a quick one, as I mentioned, I'm going to try and get back on here a little bit more. Now I'm back in a rhythm, into a good training schedule with my teammates. And I should be able to find more time to put out a few more of these podcasts for you, because I know they do hit home for a lot of you. I get some really awesome messages from you letting me know that you listen to these during your workouts, you listen to them in the morning as you're getting ready for your day, and it just gives you that little bit of motivation, that little bit of inspiration, and I couldn't ask for more than that. So thank you so much for lending me your ears today. I really hope you guys enjoyed it. As always, make sure you check out www.7mlctraining.com. You can access all of my training programs, blog posts, other resources to help you take your game to the next level. Stay tuned to the 7MLC YouTube channel for weekly content to help you raise your game. And as always, make sure you go out there today and fulfill your potential.